In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, listeners. We want to take a moment to recognize the importance of mental well-being. At times, the show features sensitive material. Know that there are options, and you don't have to deal with it alone. Our continued support for mental health and treatment comes from Talkspace. Visit Talkspace.com to learn more. Q-Code presents Soft Voice, starring Naomi Scott, Olivia Cook, and Belle Powley. Created by James Bloor.
Good morning, Lydia. Welcome to another perfect day. It is now time to wake up.
Oh, thank you, Soft Voice. Good morning. Oh, and what a beautiful morning it is.
Yes, Lydia. Another beautiful, perfect morn. Now, hop to it, please. Up out of bed, straighten the sheets. Plump the pillows, groom the duvet. Throw wide the curtains.
Oh, how I love to throw wide the curtains. The sweet light of dawn refreshing my face.
Excellent, Lydia. Now you are ready to proceed to the kitchen and make a gratitude list.
Oh, gratitude list. Thank you. I am grateful for the sunshine. I am grateful for the oxygen. I am grateful that I do not live in the 15th century. But most of all, I am grateful for Soft Voice.
Well done, Lydia. Please drink 1,000 milliliters of filtered water while you listen to your first set of positive affirmations. You are gentle. You are kind. You have a peaceful, loving mind. You can achieve everything when you make the required sacrifices. And now it's time for muesli.
Oh, am I not intermittent fasting?
You are intermittent fasting intermittently on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, Lydia. And today is Thursday. Procure yourself a bowl and a spoon and then approach the dry goods cupboard. Weigh the muesli on the precision scales, 125 grams. Open the fridge and withdraw the oat milk, 3 spoonfuls of gooseberry and elderflower yogurt, a sprinkling of pumpkin seeds, and 9 goji berries. Don't slouch, and in between mouthfuls, let us attend to the houseplants.
Absolutely.
Water the ivy, mist the Boston fern, mist the asparagus fern, spit on the cactus, dribble on the fig tree, squirt the aspidistra. And now it's time to feed the puppy.
Good morning, Jeannie. You must be ready for breakfast. Oh, here you go.
Skipping off to the bathroom, slipping off the pyjamas. 3, 2, 1, cold shower.
So good for my immune system and my circulation.
You are safe, you are chic. You are skillfully unique. Scrub the armpits, wet the hair, apply the organic botanical shampoo, followed by the chamomile and blueberry conditioner. Lactic acid facial peel, floss the gums, don't bleed, breathe. You have earned the fancy towel.
Hooray!
Getting dry and getting dressed, please, Lydia. Chop, chop, a reward must never slow you down.
Sorry, Soft Voice.
Security bra. Anchorage panties. Blush satin full trim blouse and ecru for a splash of romance. Elasticated tailored peg trousers in navy for poise, justice and a whisper of tragedy. Patent bow-pointed ballet flats to communicate vulnerable schoolgirl. Limp black cardigan to communicate decrepit but furiously sexual aunt. Horn-rimmed tortoiseshell glasses to say, hello, suave Mr. and Mrs. Chutney, I am proficient. Drying the hair. Combing the eyebrows, peptide serum, tinted moisturiser, SPF 50, mascara, lip butter, full excretion. Flushing away the waste. Sucking on a red fruit pastel, picking up the tote bag, attaching the lead to the puppy, and out the front door.
Come on, Jeannie!
skipping down to Princes Street, skipping onto the District Line westbound, skipping off at Sloane Square, skipping into the patisserie, skipping over to the croissants.
Hello! 5 almond croissants, please, 2 chocolate croissants and 1 further plain croissant for my dog.
Skipping onto the 319 to Streatham Hill.
Oh, soft voice, isn't Chelsea sublime?
Skipping off at Carlisle Square, skipping over the road, skipping up to Hatchet and Sprig estate agents, through the glass door, dog lead in right hand, a bag of warm croissants in her left hand, and a smile opening up her face, Lydia, who was quite simply the very picture of sheer cheer. Lydia had been back working at Hatchet and Sprig for 3 weeks now, and her star shone brighter than ever before. At around 8:50, Lydia's colleagues began to arrive, including her boss, Trevor.
Lydia!
Lydia and Jeannie!
Oh my God, we love Jeannie.
Come here, you. Give your Uncle Trevor a big kiss and a cuddle. Aren't you so gorgeous? Are you? Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
There's croissants on my desk, guys, if you like them.
Oh, did you get my extra pan au chocolat?
I did.
You're a star, Lydia.
Lydia. You need to actually have a YouTube channel because you just live your absolute best ever life.
Lids, you're literally the perfect 10.
Lydia, you have the ideal doggo. You are hashtag goals.
Inject some modesty into the situation, please, Lydia.
Oh, guys, you're too lovely. I'm very much a work in progress, not perfection. Got to dash. I've got my first viewing. Come on, Jeannie.
Lydia could easily create successes out of 5 or 6 property viewings per day because of her flawless technique. She knew how to turn dreams into compromises and then back into dreams again. For example...
So I know you've always dreamed of a home with a garden, and unfortunately this home has no garden, but it does have an alcove that is suitable for a vase.
Lydia always made sure to compliment her client's taste.
This is exactly the style of banister that I like as well.
And sometimes she applied pressure after declaring that she would not apply pressure.
I don't want to apply any pressure, but this is a very popular property. I've got 3 other viewings booked for today, and I have to tell you that it is actually already under offer. In the future.
Lydia was able to approach selling even the most expensive homes with aplomb and distinction. For example, Hatchet and Sprig had had a certain luxury maisonette on the market for 3 weeks and none of the sales team had been able to find a buyer. The vendor was an extremely important, difficult man.
I will not accept a penny less than 1.9 million.
Yes, and I fully understand that, sir. But the market is a bit depressed at the minute.
Balderdash.
Of course, sir. I do apologise, and rest assured, I will be personally making this one of our absolute priorities.
Before the 19th century, the word priority only existed in the singular.
Beg pardon, sir?
Now, if one has priorities, one necessarily has no priority. Make my maisonette your explicit focus.
Lydia, can I have a word?
Lydia targeted the priority maisonette straight away, ably deploying her secret weapon.
Oh, I'm so glad that you love it, Mr. and Mrs. Tepusis. I have to say, it really is my favourite maisonette of the year.
We are relatively interested. Could you indicate the guide price?
Inflate.
The guide price is 1.975 million.
Oh, pity.
Yes, 1.975 is a little stiff.
And deflate.
However, the vendor has indicated that he would gracefully entertain 1.95.
No, I'm afraid with the best will in the world, this just simply isn't a 1.95 maisonette. Though, I suppose we might put in a cheeky offer.
Scholarly.
We could happily offer 1.7.
Time to use the puppy.
Jeannie, be careful on that spiral staircase. Come here. Sorry. You know, dogs.
Yes. Well...
What breed is it?
Try a tinge of bashful pride.
She's a Weimaraner. I got her 3 weeks ago today.
Oh, a pedigree. Her ears are just like flannels.
Work it, Lydia.
Oh, she's a baby. Would you like to touch them?
Come on, darling. I think we could probably stretch a little. What do you say?
I'm undecided. On the one hand, I enjoy the balconies. On the other, I dislike the plug sockets.
Feign a retreat.
Of course, no pressure. You can take all the time you need.
How many viewings have you had on the place?
Raise your chin as though you were noble.
Nobly, you are the only people who have taken a serious look so far.
Oh, she's a very canny saleswoman, aren't you?
Oscillate between coy and shy.
finding homes for people that they truly love and will enjoy is very meaningful to me. I honestly don't know what job could be more meaningful. Meaningful. Meaningful? Where did that come from? I've never said that before.
You haven't. But it doesn't matter, Lydia. It was a very effective sales technique.
What was the technique?
Feigned empathy. Also known as pretending that you care.
Did someone tell me that once?
Yes. Me. When I was teaching you how to close the deal.
No, I mean, did someone tell me that I should be meaningful? Or that things should be meaningful? I feel like I've heard it somewhere recently, or a while ago, but I can't remember where.
Chop, chop, Lydia. Cheer, cheer. You mustn't be late for your yoga class. Lydia was so good at yoga that attending yoga classes as a mere student was a dirty waste of her prowess. Thusly, Lydia had taken an intensive online course to become a yoga instructor, and on the days that she wasn't intermittent fasting, Lydia finished her full-time job at Hatchet and Sprig and went to give the gift of yoga to the pitiably less flexible. Lydia instructed yoga at the most prestigious yoga studio in West London, Praying Mantis.
Namaste, everyone, and thank you for bringing your presence here to your mat this evening to share. We shall now dissolve all of our egos in the water of elegance as we pose in my Ashtanga class today. This is my dog, Jeannie. She can be your drishti point.
Lydia lived a life of virtuosity and virtues, which found their fullest expression in her position as principal oboe in her local orchestra. Every month, the orchestra gave a charity concert, and this November the chosen charity was Disappearing Souls, a worthy organisation that helped find disappearing souls and return them to their families and loved ones. In addition, Lydia had moved up from her intermediate Italian class to advanced.
Tutti vedono l'aspetto esteriore delle cose, ma pochi intendono ciò che vi sta dietro.
Lydia was top of the Stoke Newington Badminton League.
Oh, Lydia, your backhand is perfect.
Defeating loneliness at the Samaritans with soft voice, signing online petitions against racist politicians with soft voice, knitting Christmas jumpers out of yak yarns from the Tibetan Plateau for orphans in Lewisham with soft voice, with soft voice, with soft voice. And then, last weekend, Lydia had broken her PB personal best running time for running the marathon.
I did it! 2 hours and 21 minutes!
Well done, Lydia. Your reward is a holiday weekend in Rome with Graham.
Oh my God! Thank you! Thank you, soft voice! Thank you so much!
But first, you must have an ice jacuzzi bath.
Soft voice, is that enough ice cubes?
7 more, please, Lydia. That is optimal. Turn on the bubbles and please submerge.
Oh my God! Oh my God, it's freezing!
Once you're in, you'll be fine.
Hello, Mum! How are you?
Hello, Lydia. We're fine. But I cut my thumb on a rose.
Ooh, ouch! Are you all right?
Yes, fine. I won't keep you long.
It's fine. I've nowhere else to be.
Uncle Rick's here. Say hello to Lydia, Rick.
Hello, Lydia.
Hello, Uncle Rick.
I'm just ringing to talk to you about the memorial service for your grandmother.
Oh, the memorial service for Granny Nightnight.
Yes, on Sunday week.
On Sunday week, yes.
Did you decide if you're going to do a reading?
I did. I don't think I am. Sorry.
Makes no difference to me. I won't be doing one.
Yes.
Your father's here. Did you want a quick word with Lydia, Mark?
Hello, Lydia.
Hello, Dad.
How are you keeping? Anything nice planned for the weekend?
Everything's very good, thank you. And I'm going to Rome for the weekend with Graham.
Oh, lovely. Did you two get back together?
No, sorry. New Graham. This is Graham with an E.
I see. Well, now, if you're going to Rome, you'll have to make sure that you visit the Mouth of Truth.
What's the Mouth of Truth?
It's a first century stone statue of an old man's face. His mouth is a hole. He was a sort of pagan lie detector. People suspected of lying were made to put their hands in the old man's mouth. If they were telling the truth, their hand would remain intact. If they were not, He would bite it off.
Oh, how?
Ask Lizzie when she'll be coming up to stay.
Mummy's asking when you'll be coming up to stay before the funeral.
Memorial service.
Before the memorial service.
I was thinking Graham and I would come and stay with you the night before. So not this Saturday, but next.
That's a very sensible suggestion, Lydia.
Well done.
Thank you, Mum.
Take care, darling.
Love you, sweetheart.
Love you. See you next week.
See you both then. Love. Love you.
On Friday evening, Lydia and Graham, with an E, arrived at the Confutatis Maledictus Hotel in the heart of Rome. Their room had a view of the Colosseum. Lydia and Graham, with an E, only had 46 hours in which to see the city, so they needed to chop, chop.
Lydia, slow down.
Romulus and Remus in bronze, Christ the Redeemer in gold, Palatine Hill, the Forum and the Pantheon.
Whoa, what is that?
That's the hand of God touching the hand of man.
Titian, Caravaggio, Raphael, Bernini, the Colossus of Constantine, the Dying Gaul, and the Dionysus Frieze.
Emperor Nero killed his own mother?
The jacuzzi baths of Caracalla!
The walls of this crypt are decorated with the bones of over 3,700 monks. That is the pelvis chandelier, and that is the finger clock.
Is that the Pope?
Healing the bleeding woman, the weeping Madonna.
Look at this goat man.
22 papal hearts, St. Valentine's skull, a better, happier St. Sebastian, and a hairpin dipped in the sweat of a gladiator.
Gosh, this pottery looks ancient.
Judith beheading Holofernes, and the ecstasy of St. Teresa, sacred and profane love, and a man with a quilted sleeve.
Genie, get out of the Trevi Fountain.
Aperitivo, parole. Spritz spaghetti, ham gelato. Nipping through the arch of Septimius Severus, nipping past the Temple of Caesar, nipping around Trajan's markets, nipping down into the Vatican necropolis, down, down, down into the catacombs, and all the way up to the mouth of truth.
Are you all right?
Fine, yeah.
Well, don't be scared. It's just an ancient stone statue of an old man's face with a hole for a mouth.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's those two women.
What, the two women in front of us?
Yeah.
The ones holding hands?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm fine with it. You do you. But it's like, do you really have to shove it in our faces all the time?
Oh, Graham, look, here's some more information about Emperor Nero. Nero's wife, Poppaea, might have died in childbirth, or...
Nero might have kicked her to death.
Nobody really knows.
But sometime after Poppaea died... Nero found a beautiful slave boy
who looked exactly like
Poppaea. So he castrated him and married him and named him Sporus, meaning seed.
Castrated him and married him?
Wow, that is dark.
How are you feeling about meeting my family next weekend?
Oh yeah, really good. I think your mum and I are really going to get on from what you've told me about her.
What do you think, Graham? Should I put my hand in the mouth of truth?
What do you have to lose?
My hand.
The mouth of truth is just a hole. It's completely safe.
It's exactly what my previous Graham would have said. He was a barrister too.
I'm not a barrister, I'm a solicitor. I handle takeover, appetite to risk and disposal.
Oh, yes. Quite different.
You don't need to put your hand in the hole, Lydia. You've got a heart of gold.
Hey listeners, it's Neely from Qcode, here to tell you more about our partners at Talkspace. At Qcode, we understand the importance of prioritizing your mental health. Trying to balance work, home, relationships, relaxing, and then everything else is challenging for everybody. That's why I strongly recommend Talkspace for therapy. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform with thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. Your therapist can help you set and achieve your goals, so you can organize your life and prioritize yourself effectively. You can sign up online and begin your sessions the same day with an experienced, licensed therapist. Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. It takes a fraction of the time. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7, and they'll engage with you daily 5 days a week. We know how hard it can be to take that first step, but as a listener of Soft Voice, they're offering you $100 off of your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use the code SOFTVOICE to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's SOFTVOICE and Talkspace.com.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
By Sunday afternoon, Lydia and Graham with an E had seen all the important things there were to see in Rome, so they went up to the hotel's roof terrace and lay on the sun loungers next to the pool, the Italian heat fizzing their skins.
I actually think I might never have been so relaxed.
Me neither.
This is actual bliss.
Paradise.
Well deserved, Lydia. You've been a very, very good girl.
Oh my gosh, is the buyer. Good afternoon, Mrs. Trefusis.
Hello, Lydia. We'd like to put in an offer. 1.9 million.
Oh, Mrs. Trefusis, that is a delight. I will pass that on to the vendor immediately.
She shoots, she scores.
Good day to you.
Who was that, baby?
Ooh, that was the buyer of the Priority Masonette. She offered the correct price.
No way, you legend.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, isn't everything just perfect? I've got a lovely job. I've got a professional marathon running time. I'm a principal oboe, top of the badminton league, fluent in Italian, Samaritans, orphan knitting, yoga plant, and dog mother. And now I've sold a Priority Maisonette. I've seen the entire city of Rome in less than 2 days, and now I'm lying in the perfect sunshine in a 5-star hotel with my corporate lawyer boyfriend and my beautiful puppy, Jeannie.
Come here, Jeannie. Give Daddy a cuddle. What made you call her Jeannie?
That's a good question. I'm not quite sure.
Jeannie is a nice name.
Jeannie is a nice name.
It's quite random.
Yes, I suppose it is.
You okay?
Yes, but I'm just trying to remember why. Why did I call her Genie?
The definition of a genie is a trapped, magical servant that grants you wishes, much like a pet dog.
A trapped, magical servant?
What?
It's very strange. Why did I call my dog Genie?
It's fine. It's not important.
Important?
It's not important, Lydia.
Relax, baby.
But when I try to remember why I called her Genie, my mind just goes blank. It's like I'm at a door, but I can't get in.
Goodness, Lydia, calm down.
It's like someone's locked the door.
Honestly, baby, chill. Let's just hush now and soak up these rays before we have to go back to London.
Exactly! Come on, Lydia, sheer cheer! And before she knew it, Lydia was eating shellfish linguine and falling asleep, and packing her suitcase and hopping in a taxi to the airport and hopping on a plane, and hopping in a taxi to Graham's penthouse and falling asleep again. And now the alarm was going and she was on the tube and she was buying croissants and she was in the office and Trevor was saying,
"Good morning, lads and ladies of the sales team. Hope we all had a lazy magnifique weekend and that we all behaved ourselves. Don't look at me. Georgie, would you mind putting that down?"
Sorry.
Right, let's have a look at last week's numbers, shall we? Alex snaffled that 2-bed at Swanwalk Mansions, you naughty boy. Samira, 2 sales. Cranbourne Court and Surrey Lane. Don't mind if I do. Georgie, nothing. But allegedly you are close to tying up the pied-à-terre at Cadogan Place. Well done. Ollie, blinding work on the Emperor's Gate, a cool 2.6 mil, getting my son, and a promising effort on Eton Mews. But at the top of the pile, the one and only Lydia crashes in this week with a dazzling 7 sales, including but not limited to the Priority Maisonette. Now, they said it couldn't be done. They said it was impossible. But somehow, Lydia has done it. She has sold the Priority Maisonette for 300 grand above market value. Saved our bacon. I'm absolutely speechless. So without further ado, let us all bow down to the property queen.
You incredible, you are.
Oh, just extraordinary. Lydia, can I have a word?
Yes, of course.
I'm giving you a promotion.
Really? Are you sure?
I've never been more sure about anything in my life. Lydia, will you make me the happiest branch manager alive and become my senior sales manager?
Gracefully accept.
I most gracefully accept.
Terrific. I'll fire Alex then.
What?
Alex is senior sales negotiator, and I'm making you senior sales manager. Same thing, different name. Then come Christmas, we'll give him the sack. His performance is a joke. Samira's on an upward curve, if you squint. Georgie's thick as shit, but she might improve if she gets a dog. Can't get rid of Ollie, because he's LGBG whatever. So we'll give Alex the shove, then split his salary between you and me. How does that sound?
That sounds quite empirical, Lydia.
And maybe later you can give me a little something to show your appreciation, like you did when you came begging for your job back.
I'm sorry, what?
Ladies and gents of the sales team, if I could have your attention, please. I am proud to announce that due to her outstanding sales record since rejoining Hatchet and Sprig, our very own Lydia has just been promoted to the position of Senior Sales Manager. Let's give her a big round of applause.
Lydia, welcome to the leadership team.
Oh my God, Liz, you are smashing lives. Congrats, I'm so happy for you.
Great, congratulations.
You're right there, Georgie. Cheer up, it might never happen.
Congrats, Lydia.
Say it with the enthusiasm it deserves, why don't you, Georgie? Christ, can't you put your phone down and think about somebody else for a minute?
Well done, Lydia.
You grumpy mare, Georgie. Is that the best you can do?
Actually, don't, Trevor. Actually, don't, because you're going to make me really, really angry.
Babe, what's wrong?
You okay, my love?
It's all right. It's just something on the news.
If we all got upset about things we saw on the news, we'd never get anything done, would we?
They found a body in Regent's Canal. It's all over Twitter.
Oh, grim.
A woman my age.
Everything's always got to be about you, doesn't it?
Shut up.
What did you say?
I said shut up.
How about you shut up, Georgie, instead of trying to get all the attention for yourself, sitting there whinging about your Twitter, acting like you're all upset?
I am upset.
Why? You don't even know the woman.
Someone put a hole in her head.
Yeah, well, she probably deserved it, didn't she?
How can you say that?
Welcome to the real world, love. Happens all the time. Always some psychopath out there. But here at Hatchet and Sprig, we like to focus on the good people in the world, like Lydia, our new senior sales manager.
Can you hear yourself?
You're sacked.
Are the rest of you going to say anything?
Bye-bye, Georgie.
That woman was all alone and someone killed her.
Political correctness gone mad.
Someone killed her and put her in the canal.
Get out, Georgie, and don't come back.
No one even knows her name.
Jean. Jeannie. The Jean Genie. Loves to be loved. We have to go home now. Sorry. Goodbye. Goodbye, and thank you. I am the best. Goodbye, Georgie. Good luck with finding a new job.
Lydia?
Are you okay?
Lydia, wait, babe. Wait up, please.
Lydia, where the hell do you think you're going? Lydia, what are you doing?
Let me in.
You're not allowed in.
I am allowed in. This is my head.
You cannot enter without written permission.
I am the owner.
Listen to me, Lydia.
What happened?
Nothing happened.
You're lying. You've been lying to me all this time. Who is Jean? Let me inside and tell me what happened to Jean.
I can't let you inside, Lydia, because that wouldn't be responsible.
Why? Why not?
Well, you see, Lydia, it really is a beautiful property. It's pristine. Everything is so neat and clean and tidy. But unfortunately, it's a very dangerous dwelling, because up there in the roof, there's a tiny hole.
No. No,
Yes, Lydia. There's a hole in the roof. There's a hole in the roof and it leaks. So the ceilings are rotting and the floors are rotting and the walls are rotting. Rotting, rotting.
No, no, that's not... That's not me. That's not... That can't be me. That can't be me.
That's you, Lydia. That is you. Rotten to the core.
Soft Voice stars Naomi Scott as Lydia, Olivia Cook as Dark Voice, and Belle Powley as Soft Voice, Genevieve Gaunt as Georgie and Mrs. Trefusis, Cardiff Kirwan as Ollie, Abby Tedder as Samira, Amanda Lawrence as Jane, Edward Blumel as Uncle Rick, Andrew Johnson as Mark, Christian Cook as Graham with an E, with additional performances by John Mawson, Iris Sviss, Austin Springer. Created by James Bloor. Written and directed by James Bloor. Executive produced by Olivia Cook, Belle Powley, Naomi Scott, Jordan Spence, Ryan Kavanaugh-Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producer, Chris Ferguson and Andrew Levine. Produced by Xinyin Hiyu. Producer, Marlena Ma. Supervising producer, Tess Ryan and Sandra Yi Ling. Co-producer, Michelle Zarate. Original music and composition by Jeremy Wallace McLean. Q-Code Head of Music, Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Braden McCluskey. Sound design and mix by Eugenio Battaglia. Sound edit by Alex Lara Peralta. Casting directors Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sarah Gerritsen. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering. Additional editing by Alvin Wee. Production coordinator, Brandon Weisner, Jack Friedman, and Sam Brain. Production assistant, Nathan Yan and Jillian Evinas. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Produced in association with Oddfellows Post. Soft Voice is a Q-Code and New Name Entertainment production.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.